We are learning with Sefer Nozer Daf Yedzayin Amud Aleph. We're starting on top of the Amud. We had a Machlokes of Yerkan and Rish Lakish. If someone makes a Nazirus, makes a Kabbal Nazirus in a Vesak Kfaris, what's the halacha? Yerkan says the Nazirus is chal on him, and Rish Lakish says that Nazirus is not chal. And right now we're learning that according to Rish Lakish, you have to actually make a new Kabbalah Nazirus. You can do a small one, but the Nazirus is not chal on you at all. If you have Yerkan, Nazirus is chal, and therefore you usher in taglachas, in wine, in coming tameh. The only difference is you don't bring a carbon tumah. And until you come out, there's no Naziris to Tyra until you come out. But Naziris is Chal. That's Rabbi Yechon. And Rish Lakish says, no, nothing is Chal right now. So what is the Kasha? Eisvei. On top of the Amud. Eisvei. Ein bein Tomei Shenazir, Lenazir Tar, Shenitma. There's no difference between a Tomei, that was a Tomei and it became a Nazir, or a Nazir Tar that became Tomei. There's no difference. What's the difference? El Tomei Shenazir, Shvi Shloi Leminyan. A Tomei that became a Nazir on a seventh day, which means for Tomei Mase to become Tahar, he needs 7 days. And you make a Hazah from the Parah Aduma on him on the third day, spritz the Parah Aduma water on him on the third day, and on the seventh day. On the seventh day, after he gets spritzed with the water, he can go to the mikvah. And even before Harav Shemesh, he could start his Naziris, like Tai speaks out. Because it's a Shvacha Tum already, he could start his Naziris. And so that day is Olam HaMinyan. The seventh day is Olam HaMinyan. As it says, Venoza Tar Shnitma ain't Shvi Shloi Leminyan. Why not? Because a Noza Tar that becomes Tomei, then he has to bring Kabbonis. Because a Noza Tar became Tomei, it has a din of the Kabbonis Tumma, which means he waits after he becomes Tar on the eighth day, he brings Kabbonis, takes a haircut, and with that, he can start his new Naziris. So he can't start till the eighth day. So the Brice is saying the only nafkamina between the two type of Nazirim is that one starts on the seventh day, one starts on the eighth day. If you hold that it's not Chal, so why is it on the seventh day? Why does it start counting Naziris? He wasn't Mekabal Naziris yet. According to Rish Lakish, he wasn't Mekabal Naziris yet. So how is it automatically Minyan? He has to be Mekabal Naziris. That's Tosfos learns the Kasha. Frank Tosfos, so say he's Mekabal Naziris. So I have a Teretz Rish Lakish. He was Mekabal Naziris. That's Tosfos says. Tosfos answers, so then the Shu'a said, not nafkamina. Nafkamina between the two is, do you have to mekabel Naziris again? And since it doesn't say that, so it sounds like you do not have to mekabel Naziris. It sounds like automatically on the seventh day, the Naziris is chal, when someone becomes a Nazir while he's tummy. And therefore it's a kasha on Rish Lakish. And this is such a good kasha, the Gemara tweaks and changes Rish Lakish. I'm a Mar Bar Vashi. You're right. Everyone agrees, Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish both agree that when someone's Mekabal Naziris in the basic forest, it's Chal. It's Chal, he becomes a Nazir. Eliki Pligi Ila Milki. The Machlokes is by getting Malkus. Rabbi Yechon and Shava Kivin the Chayla Loki. Since it's Chal the Naziris, you get Malkus. Shava Shava Loki, the Chayla. It's Chal, but you don't get Malkus. What does it mean you don't get Malkus? Tosfos Shita, what?
For what?
Oh, Tosfos, what does it mean you don't get Malkus? Tosfos Shita is that everyone agrees that for drinking wine and taglachas, you get malchus. The machlokes is, do you get malchus for tumma? And the beer machlokes like this. Rabbi Yechon holds, since Naziris is chal for yayin and for taglachas, it's chal for tumma also. You don't bring a carbon tumma. That's Xeris HaKosov, we'll see later on, Xeris HaKosov, that you don't bring a carbon tumma. But the malchus that you do get. For tumma has two things, it's malchus and it makes bring carbon tumma. The malchus you get, you don't bring carbon tumma. That's Rabbi Yechon Shita. Rish Lakish says, since there's no carbon tumma, so therefore there was also a miyut from the malchus. That's what Rish Lakish holds. So right now we're saying, they both hold that it's chal. They both hold chal. And it's chal even going malchus. The machlokes is malchus on tumma. If someone's metame himself again, after he's tumma anyway, if he's metame b'meis, you get malchus. According to Rish Lakish, you get malchus. Even though you don't bring a carbon tumma. According to Rish Lakish, you don't get malchus. That's the machlokes over here.
Eisvei.
What? You always, there's always this to become more tummy. Lach is a kohen, for example. Every kohen these days probably is a tummy mace. You know, still, if he becomes tummy, he's not going to become tummy. He can't go to Levaya.
But is he becoming more tummy or is just?
It doesn't make a difference. There's still is to become tummy. More, you can't go more tummy. No, you can't go more tummy. I'm saying. I thought you were asking like this. Once you're tummy, how's the is to become tummy?
Yeah, because your nezirus is pushed off now.
The Naziris the Tyra. Naziris the Tyra. Not Naziris Tumah. But Naziris Tumah is no pushed off. Like we spoke on, there's no pushed off. You start as Naziris Tumah. Nothing gets pushed off. Nothing got counted yet. So nothing's getting pushed off here. You were Nazir while you were Tumah. And the chiddush is that there is an issa to become tamei yourself because you're nazir. It's issa to tamei yourself. Rabbi Yochanan says you get malchus for that. Shlokish says you don't get malchus for that. Eisa Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish, misha nazar, who was a kvaros, brings some Mishnah. Our Mishnah says like this. Someone who became a nazir, he was in the basic kvaros, a filo hoysham shloshim yamim, for 30 days, ain't a laminion, doesn't count towards the naziris. Vein may be carbon tumma, he was not bringing carbon tumma. It's mashma. Carbon tumma would like maisi. Home milk yulokila. But it's mashma, you do get malchus. Smashma, you get malchus. That's the mashmayus over here. That you still get malchus if you warn him on the tumah. You say go out. You're becoming tumah, and then the law is that you get malchus for that. You know the guy standing next to us. He's a nazi. He says go out, and he doesn't want to go out. It's mashma. It's chayav malchus. I mean, carbon tumah is chayav malchus. So we mean, so our carbon tumah would like maisi a milky lokila. So it's a kasha on Rish Lakish and for the Gemara, but didn't listen to any like it. You really say you don't get malchus. If he goes out and becomes tar, goes back in, it starts the day that he went out, starts counting towards the Naziris, and maybe Karban Tumah. So the Chiddush in the Sefer was that he actually brings a Karban Tumah, therefore Tana Reisha, therefore the Reisha says, you don't bring a Karban Tumah. It could have said Taka, you don't get Malchus. But I got the Sefer which saying that gets to the level of bringing a Karban Tumah, so the Reisha also says that you don't bring. You don't bring a carbon tumah, but of course, Rish Lakish or Taina, you don't get malchus either. So, it's not a chiddush. What?
Why is it a chiddush? You bring a carbon tumah.
It is a chiddush, not a chiddush.
Why is it?
Who says a chiddush? It's contrasting the sefer. It's contrasting the sefer. The sefer. You mean what's a chiddush? The sefer you bring a carbon tumah. The sefer lachis you go out.
The
sefer. Yeah, sefer. The chiddush is that. If you went out and matai yourself and go back in, oh, it's what's the chiddush? We spoke against the matai. The chiddush is, even though you didn't say a full kabbalah zeros, just a little whatever the chiddush is. You're right. The chiddush is they did a small kabbalah zeros, but the chiddush is you bring carbon tumah. So that's why it said agav that. Tashima, let's try to bring another kasha on Rish Lakish. We had this right before. Tashima in bein tamei shenazar lenazir tahar shenitma. There's a nazir that became a nazir while it was tamei, or a nazir tar became tamei. What's the difference between the two? El shetamei shenazir shvi'i shaloi shenazir shvi'i shaloi aluminium. A tamei that became a nazir, he can start counting his new naziris on the seventh day. Why? He doesn't have to bring kabbanos. So once he gets his last spritz from the paraduma, he goes to the mikvah. That day already he can start counting his naziris to the taira. A nazir tar shenitba, but a nazir tar that became tamei, he still has to bring kabbanos. So on the eighth day, so ain shvi shloi l'rabinian. So the seventh day doesn't count towards his naziris. Ha l'malchus is mashma. The only nafkamina is when you start the new naziris. Ha l'malchus is ever shavas mashma for all the halachas of malchus. They're both equal. They're both equal. So the chayra it's mashma that not like Rish Lakish to get malchus everything. Zok d'gemara amalei loy no. You know what they're equal for? Loy l'taglachas zev is shavim. For taglachas they're both equal. Now what does that mean? So one way to learn, and this is the way the Rosh learns the Maisa, taglachas means the iser taglachas. That's the equal. Saying the nafkmina is regarding when to start. But taglachas, which means for Malchus on taking a haircut, that they're both equal. They both agree. They're both the same. Nazir tar that became tameh, and nazir tameh that became nazir wise tameh, both have the iser taglachas. But then Tosfos asks, should have said yayin also. It should have said that they're equal to the yayin also, the malchus of the yayin also, which the Rosh says, taka, who had the yayin. So therefore, Tosfos doesn't like that pshat because it didn't say yayin. So Tosfos says, the ha taglachas zev zeshava means that even though you don't bring a carbon tumah when you become a nazir while you're tameh, but you will take a haircut. The halacha is part of the process of restarting your naziris tahira is you bring kabbanis and you take a haircut. We said a nazir that became a nazir while he was tameh doesn't bring kavanas. Does he take a haircut? So Tosfos was saying that our Gemara is going out. You take a haircut. They're saying they're both equal. You take a haircut. That means taglachas shel mitzvah. And we'll see in a second. There's another gain to that pshat also. Al kaponim. That's how Tosfos learns loy. Loy taglachas zev zeshav taglachas mitzvah. They're both the same. So, for example, if in Malchus Mai is that loyka within loyka, but the guy with Malchus on Tumah, this one gets Malchus. This does not get Malchus. Lisnaya, so say that Nafkmina also. You said Nafkmina. The Nafkmina is when to start the zeros. Tell you another Nafkmina. The guy with Malchus. So, the Gemara, but the Kante Kamire, but Kakule Kamire. We're not talking about things he does wrong. We're talking about Takante, things that he does well. He fixes up, not things where he's makalk himself. Does something on purpose. That's what Tais speaks out. Because even Rish Lakish holds it's usher to become Tame. Even Rish Lakish holds that there's no Malkus on Tama. But so why don't we say it? So the question was, why don't we say it became Tame? And Rish Lakish says we get Malkus on that. Why don't we say that? Teretz is, even if you're Rish Lakish, you now have become Tame. Even though there's no Malkus, now become Tame. Why? Because those things are Ziris Lechatzam. Ziris means everything, all the Isurim. So you can't become Tame. Just because there was a meat on carbon, we said, the fear of Shlokish, since there's a meat on carbon, there's a meat on Malkus also. But about as an Isser. And the Brice doesn't want to talk about Kilkula, which is things you're doing wrong. So Agav. So if you understand why Tosis Pshat is better, we said, Hol Taglachas Zevezeh Shavim. Right? We said Taglachas, they're both equal. If it was talking about Taglachas taking a haircut while you're Nazir, that's an Isser. And we don't want to talk about Kilkula. So it's better if you Tosis, we're talking about Taglachas the Mitzvah, as a little mile to that Pshat. The Sfas Emes basically speaks that out. Akoponim, so what we're holding right now is that Rish Lakish is not Shver from here because we said that the reason why I didn't say this is Malkus, not Malkus, we're not talking about Kalkula. Toshima, and here we're going to have a Bryce, and this is going to be two of the Torah Rish Lakish. Toshima, Misha Tame, someone was Tame, Vinazar, became a Nazar. Osir Legaleach, he can't take a haircut, Vishas Yayin, and drink wine. Vim Gilach, Vishas Yayin, if he takes a haircut, drinks wine, Vinitbel, Mesim. So you have to read it, you have to put in the gears in the first part also. Misha Tame, Nazar, Osir Legaleach, he now Megaleach, Vishas Yayin, and drink wine, Vilitamel, Mesim, now Vitamel, Mesim either. If he does it, Vim Gilach, he takes a haircut, or Vishas Yayin, or Vinitbel, Mesim, Hareza, Soife, Gesar, Boim, he gets Malkus. Tiyofta. Clearly, we're passing that has all the Din and Aziris, including Tumal Mesim, that you get Malkus for all three. It's a first of Brisa, and this is a Tiyofta, the Rosh Lakish. You see clear that if you're in a basic forest, you have Kabbalah and Aziris, you have all Din and Aziris, and you get Malkus all Din and Aziris. The only thing you don't have is a carbon, which we'll see later on exactly as the Miyat in the Pasuk, that you're not Chayav a carbon Tumah. But everything else you have.